Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we're actually brand new, starting a new series. You know, technical difficulties on yesterday, headed out to another family funeral in the last 5 months, four family members through my husband's family, we laid to rest. And so, you know, sometimes you just got to say, let it go. You know, God said, okay, this is not what I wanted you to do on today. And so I just follow through with that. But listen, we are starting a new series and I am heading out right now city of brotherly love, right? Philadelphia. And I'm going out there to go and make it happen and serve some leaders. So I want to just go out and I want to have you understand that on today, we are definitely talking about a new series, and it's start the way you want to finish. And that's strong. So we're talking about how to maximize your opportunity. And we're not talking about working it, hustling it, grinding it out. We're talking about maximizing an opportunity. We're going to be coming out of the book of Luke 16 and 10 on this morning. You want to go ahead and turn there. But first, we have to go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and rejoiced we're here in the land of the living. Father God, I thank you, oh dear Lord, as we are learning, oh Father God, how to maximize the opportunity that we have of network marketing. As your people, oh Father God, this has been an opportunity that have allowed so many people to see your wondrous works here on earth. Sure, there are other opportunities and other ways of doing it, but Lord, we thank you for this industry that allowed the ordinary to do extraordinary things, to allow the people who have thought things were impossible to make things so possible here on earth for their families. We're thanking you, Father God, that as we are moving through this, we want to do this your way. We want to learn the wealth principles that you have put in place for us so that we will be able to have the abundant life that Jesus died for. As we're going forth, oh Father God, to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in every way. As we are laying aside, oh Father God, every burden, as you said, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So we may pick up the principles and maximize the opportunity and have laser focus on the things that matter first to you and your people. We honor you and we bless you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, okay, family, where are you? Where are you? Are you ready to maximize your opportunity? We need to learn how to do that. So we're going to be coming out of Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Go ahead and turn to Luke 16 and 10 here. And I can tell you this, you know, when you start talking about Luke 16 and 10, and you start looking at words that are written in red, especially for those who have a study Bible, you better take heed. This is Jesus speaking. And, you know, many people, they want more, 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 but they want to give less, less, less. And we're going to be talking about the difference of entitlement as well in this progress, entitlement and leverage, you know, because of course leverage is doing more with less, but some people want to give so less, but they want so much more, more from their business partners, more from their companies, more from whatever it is, but they're not giving it their best. And so let's talk about Luke 16 and 10. It says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is just in what is least is unjust also in much. A lot of people out there, they want to go out there and they say, I want to make more money, but money just makes you more of whoever you are. If deep on the inside of you, there are some challenges with yourself. There are some challenges with, you know, being real. You just become bigger, whoever you are. But we're talking today on how to maximize your opportunity. And we want to open up with, when we say maximize, because, you know, we have a lot of things out there, titles, things like that, to trainings, all sorts of things. But then people will be like, all right, yeah, I want to maximize the opportunity. I want to max out. But maximize means make as large or as great as possible. Put a pen there. Make as large or great as possible. And then opportunity says make the best use of a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So my question to you on maximizing your opportunity, are you making as large as possible the set of circumstances that you're in, your opportunity, your business, what have you, that's making it possible for you to do blank? You're going to fill in the blank to identify, are you maximizing your opportunity? You know, there are a lot of things, challenges, circumstances that would say it's preventing me from doing X, Y, Z. And this has been my experiences in life. As you know, we went to go see Michelle Obama. It was amazing. And when you look at how many things seem to be impossible and how, you know, this beautiful, beautiful woman who came out of a very humble family, humble beginning, and they ended up being the first lady, first African-American, first lady in history. They can't take that from her. They can't take that from her husband, the first black president for the United States. You know, they can't take that. 44 presidents later. I know some Bible readers know that number to be extremely pivotal. Extremely pivotal about how many generations did it take for Jesus to get to us. Listen, this is what I want you guys to hear. I want you to hear me. Network marketing is an opportunity for many people, as we're saying, filling in the blank, maybe to fire your boss or retire your spouse or stop going from paycheck to paycheck or stop being stressed or worried about money. Stop being stressed about your future, to be able to take a real vacation without having to move things around. Possibility for you to stop being jealous or envious of others who have more. Get an education that you really want, maybe for yourself or your children. Maybe buy that house or that car for your family. Maybe to just make money not be an issue. Maybe it's to get out of traffic and start living your life the way you want from home. That was for me. I wanted to work from home and not have to worry about money and be accessible to God and my family. And look, I'm living my dream. Even sharing this with you and serving you is part of living my dream, because I told God, I want to serve you, but I also don't want to go out there and hustle and grind and just work it. Those things become temporal. Those things become exhausting, which prevents people from maximizing the opportunity. There are going to be two things that we're going to be talking about throughout this series that I want you to write down. And I want you to write down leverage and resources. Leverage and resources. Many people want to be wealthy, but they don't want to use wealth principles because people just want to make money. They just want to be rich. They just want to, you know what I mean? They just want to make it rain. They just want to look a certain way. They just want to listen. I want you guys to hear me. Building a life of abundance. Abundant life coming out of the reason Jesus died for us is going to require you not only to know, but work some principles. I'm going to tell you this right now. I know network marketing, the actual system of it, and there are built-in wealth principles. That's why it's inevitable. That's why you'll hear people that go from zero to hero, because the principles, just like laws, they work for anyone who really works them. But many people want to skate through without the commitment, the work. Sure, I want to help people, but not enough to get trained so that I could really bring value. Not enough to be committed regularly so that I could really like be dependable. Not enough, just enough to get by. I can tell you right now that we're going to be exploring how to leverage resources. So, we're starting out this lesson with a few things. We're talking about how to maximize your opportunity. You need to write down the real definition of maximizing. Are you making it as large as possible? The opportunity, the set of circumstances that will make it possible for you to do, you fill in the blank. All those things that you say you want, all those lives that you're scrolling down social media, and some of them are living them and some of them are not, but the picture in your mind that you say, I want these things. Are you doing what you should be doing, what you could be doing? So once in a lifetime, you stop window shopping for success and begin to experience success the way you define it, for real, for real. When, as we go down, and we're going to go step by step, helping you understand how to leverage your resources, and you don't do this all at one time because you end up in burnout. Those are the mindsets of, I'm just going to hustle. I'm just going to grind. I'm just working it out. Because many of us have never been taught anything different. We work and work and work and go home exhausted with no clear definition, clear vision of our future. So we bring those same habits from us working maybe our jobs, or even sometimes even, you know, entrepreneurial ventures. I know it. I was a hairstylist. All I knew, this packed me up. The more clients I have, if it's 20 clients on the book, and then you begin to now look at how you can collapse time. I'm going to do 20 people today. I get an assistant that was some portion of leverage, but I was the one who curled every single person. I was the one who laid every track for every week. And at a moment, you say these 20 hours, sometimes 15, 14, 16, sometimes 18 hours. It didn't matter how long it took. We would work there, and then we say, okay, that was a good week. We going back again. It's very difficult to maximize opportunities in the world today because many opportunities are not really highly leverageable where you can do more with less. That's why building a team in network marketing eventually should be a goal. For many people, they'll say, I don't want to build a team. I don't want to work with people. I don't want to manage people. And I want to ask you, how's that working out for you? Is it giving you the blank out of life that you want? Is it filling in the blank, making it possible for you to do what? Your why? However you're rolling right now, how much longer could you roll exactly the way you are and end up where you want to be? So when we start exploring the resources and specifically how are you leveraging those resources now? And I'm talking about our system is highly leverageable for you to acquire and keep customers and business partners. Most people, if they don't really understand the maximizing part, they think that getting the customer or getting the business partner is the end all to be all because you get paid for that one time or a few times. We're going to explore how are you maximizing the resource of even your product or service as being a product of the product. I know for the company that we're in financial services, we've got to start building from a wealthy mindset to even think that we're doing financial services, but many people continue to, even a long period of time, to say, I'm challenged in finances. Are we maximizing our products and our services for our own personal life? Are we leveraging highly and maximizing the opportunity of stories? Do we have a collection of them? Or the best work that we could do is we're just scrolling down, copying, pasting, taking no time, no thought. We want big things out of our opportunity, but it's not worth the time to get organized, to run it like a real business. Let's think of it for a moment. Like, you know, we get to that portion during the week and let's think about it for a moment. How would you feel walking into a business that is clearly unprepared to do business? Clearly unprepared. The only thing they did was open the door. Meaning send a link, meaning maybe just share the opportunity so someone can sign up, but they're not prepared to accept customers or business partners in the way of they don't even want to be prepared as a professional for the customer or for your fellow business partners to help them get into the system properly. Stories are key. Gather them up. We're going to go deeper in that. And then events. Ladies and gentlemen, these are resources that if they are highly leveraged, and for those who do, they see amazing things. But leverage for one time is not going to see the results that you're looking for or maximizing anything. There are a few things that prevents us from doing this consistently. And as we go down this road, I don't think you want your team to miss not one of these episodes. Just want to let you know a disclaimer as we're closing out. This is not designed to be in your Kool-Aid. It's designed to make you better and pull out the potential of who you're really called to be. Let's go out there and crush it and make it happen. But you got to be taught how to maximize the opportunity. If not, you'll miss it. Not maximize it. You'll miss it. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you soon, Philly. Heading on out. Talk to you soon. Peace out.